proceed in the order that you signaled us, and we'll take as many questions as time permits. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment to assemble our roster. We'll have our first question from Stephen Von Nichols, senior editor, eWeek.com.
Hi, folks.
Hi, Stephen.
Sun continues to say that they're going to be open sourcing Solaris probably around June now is the latest guesstimates I'm getting from them, and that this will indeed be not just some drivers, but the large chunks of the actual operating system kernel. We've spoken about this before, and your representatives have always assured me that while Sun has the broadest intellectual property rights of anyone over the Unix kernel, they do not have the right to actually open source the kernel. Have there been any further discussions with Sun about this matter, or any more news to report in this venue?
We believe we have a pretty good idea of what Sun is trying to do. I don't want to speak ahead of what they actually do in June, but after reviewing what their plans are and given what our agreements with them are, we feel comfortable with the direction they're going, and we believe that after their announcements are in the marketplace and the dust is settled, I think it'll be more clear for all of us to be able to see what they're doing. I believe what they are doing will be well within the rights that they have with our agreements, and it is something that will still be very protective of the rights we have in the Unix operating system. So again, I don't want to get into the details of what that means. Let's wait until they come out with it. But we have had some insight there. From our perspective, Sun's been a great licensee for a long time with us or with our predecessors in interest. And if all of our licensees, it's kind of told the line the way Sun has with their agreements, I don't think we'd be having some of the issues we have in the courtrooms today.
If I could have a follow-up on that, were these discussions between SCO and Sun's attorneys, or at more at an executive level between yourself and McNeely or other people at Sun?
I'd rather not comment on the exact nature of the discussion, Stephen, but suffice to say it's at levels that we have a good understanding of what each other is doing.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
We'll have our next question from Dion Cornett, Decatur Jones.
Hey, Dion.
Good day. This is James Gilman for Dion Cornett. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
I want to congratulate you on getting operating expenses in line with the business.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have projected legal expenses. While they were lower sequentially, they were a little bit higher than our expectations. Do you expect these costs to be fixed going flat here, or do you expect them to go up?
Good question. To answer that, this is Bert. The Skullsource costs are made up of three general areas. So let me explain that, and then I'll answer the question. The first one, of course, is the $2 million a quarter legal payments that we will continue to make to our lawyers for the next few quarters. Then we have expenses, other expenses that are paid out of this escrow account for experts and other type expenses to support the lawsuit. And then we have some additional costs internally here within Skull for the folks inside the company that support the lawsuit and work on it. So to answer the question, my thought would be that in quarter two, you'll probably see other expenses a little bit lower than in quarter one. As you know, in quarter two, the rulings from the judge, we pretty much stopped discovery in the case, and so I think expenses will come back down a little bit in quarter two. But the other costs will be in line. We'll continue to have $2 million a quarter for the next few quarters, and our internal costs are pretty standard every quarter.
All right. Several other questions, though, and this goes in reference to your K recently filed. You mentioned in there that legal fees, there could be additional legal fees. Can you be a little more specific on that?